Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing us back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Pierce and Jane Howard. They are the co-authors of many books, including The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and the one we're talking about right now, The Owner's Manual for Personality from 12 to 22, The Kids. And so in the previous segment, Jane, we were talking about you first, you have to believe, you have to have the premise that you need to test these kids. There's some reason for wanting them to take a personality profile test, your test, for whatever reason, which I'm going to ask you about in a second. And then once you establish that you need to do that, like if an 18-year-old is coming to work for you and you want to make sure they're in the right place, they're doing the right jobs, which is why one of the reasons you would test them. But then you guys realize that, wait a minute, the language we're using, the references we're using, these kids aren't getting it, so we're not getting the right answers out of them. And so you came up with a test that is in the vernacular of these kids, right?
That's right. We decided that, and it's the context that Pierce was talking about before we went to break, that you have to give them questions that they understand. If they have never worked in the business world,
right,
if they've never held a job, they don't know what it's like.
Right.
So you have to ask them questions that they can relate to. Working on projects for school. Well, they might be working on a project in your business, but you give them something that they can relate to in mm-hmm. order to anticipate how they're going to interact with other people in your business.
Right. So Pierce, give us an example. What would be an example of a question that you'd ask wrong, and then you would turn around and ask it correctly?
One simple such question would be, is comfortable providing constructive feedback to his manager?
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers don't have managers.
Well, they don't have any frame of reference for that.
I mean, if they are working
right.
on Saturday, they may have a manager, but typically that language is going to fall on deaf ears.
And so the new question is: do you sass your mama, right?
Well, or your teacher?
but then
or
you got
but
Jane, then you got to tell them what sass means, right?
Yeah. We would have questions that mention, is comfortable making sales calls. Well, teenagers they're not going to identify with that.
Yeah, I actually did when I was a kid, but most kids didn't. Don't.
Yeah. Well, but the main purpose for wanting to test adolescents originally was simply because our customers wanted it. They wanted mm-hmm. to be able to test 18-year-olds. But the truth of the matter is, adolescence is a time of explorations. It's a time that we are trying on new talents,
mm-hmm.
new careers, new roles in life. You're in a club and you run for president and you do a good job or you do a poor job, and you do an internship and you like it or you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And what the results of this test can do, Jim, is to help you get an understanding of what your underlying traits are that support your efforts in that leadership role and those traits that don't support your efforts, or traits that support your efforts in an internship
mm-hmm.
and traits that don't support it, and how you can learn either to compensate for not having supportive traits, or forget about trying to do that role in the future.
So, well, if I give this test to a 13-year-old, and then come back and give it to them again as a 21-year-old, will I get different results?
Not dramatically different.
Yeah.
You'll get, you know,
so it's okay. Get, so 12, that's the reason why you pull 12 out. Do you feel like by 12 the things have kind of established?
Well, generally speaking, adolescence is defined as puberty to first job and independence.
Right.
And that usually is 12 to 22.
Right. Yeah, in the old days, right, Jane?
Yeah.
Now it's somewhere different. The other end of that is somewhat different. Okay, so this, how would someone use the test? How would someone use the book? How would a business person use the book and the test on the, for the young people?
All right. They want to test the students, especially if they're bringing adolescents in to work in their business.
Yeah, like I said, it's their own kids.
Or their own kids, or their own nieces and nephews, or their employees' kids, or whomever they want
just,
to test.
Just kids wanting to take a job, yeah.
Yeah, but they want to find out about their personality, but then they can do all kinds of things. They might want to bring them in to work for the business, or they might be helping that student think about career options, where they can go.
But is that a problem? Is that a potential problem, though, Pierce? If I mean, is it a good thing for a 15-year-old kid to know that they're not wired a certain way and not wired another way? I mean, I sometimes I wonder if that's not tinkering a little bit. What do you think?
It's extreme. You know, forewarned is forearmed.
But does a kid need to know this?
Does a kid need to know
the information?
Yes.
Okay.
The more we know about ourselves, the more we can enter realistically into situations.
Yeah. Okay. I've still got some more questions, folks. We're gonna stay on this. I got more questions about this. I do think it's important because we got more people, more generations represented in the marketplace today than ever before in my long career, and we got to figure out how to work together, talk together, and get along. And it's not easy. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.